Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church and want to say thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil audio podcast. Today's Devo is entitled Live It Out. I know a lot of people who say, I like Jesus, but not the church. That phrase has always struck me as strange. If you told me that you liked me, but not my wife, I'm not sure we'd be great friends. I wonder how Jesus feels about people who like him, but not the church. I mean, after all, the local church is the bride of Christ, and he loves his bride in all of her brokenness and in all of her beauty. I'm convinced that being part of a local church is a great privilege and a responsibility. See, God desires us to be connected to a local church family. It's one of the Lord's greatest blessings to us in this life. But sometimes it can be difficult to connect. In the following paragraphs, I'd like to unpack four ways that you can be a faithful and fruitful member of a local church community. First, commit to attending regularly. Attending worship on Sunday is a Saturday night decision, and one that I hope you prioritize. Whether it's in person or online, my encouragement to you is to commit to being a part of a church and attending weekly. In addition to attending, spend some time before the service praying and asking God to speak to you during the gathering, and then come ready to hear from the Lord. Second, offer hospitality. Most people are waiting for someone else to make the first move. What if we became a church where everyone felt at home, where people were invited to lunch or dinner with other church members on a regular basis? Another way you can do this is by arriving early and sharing life with people who are part of the gathering. Find ways to open your life and your home to other people within the church. Third, find a way to serve in the local church. You are a unique creation of God. And because of that, God has a unique role for you to play. He has gifts that He's given you that the church needs you to exercise. If God has called you to be a part of a church, they need you to play the part that only you can play. There is no such thing as a sideline Christian. We are all called to be in the game. Finally, extend grace regularly. There is no such thing as a perfect church. In fact, if you think you find one, don't join it because you'll mess it up. Every church is imperfect because it's made up of imperfect people like you and me. And this is why your church family, including your pastors and leaders, need your continual grace. It's easy to find faults and lack, but growing believers trust the Lord and extend grace to their congregation just as Jesus has shown grace upon grace. You know, this COVID season has reminded us of two central truths about being the church. First, the church is the people, not the building. And as we've been meeting outside because of the restrictions and the remodel of our worship center, I've been reminded just how sweet it is to be together. It's been low tech, but high praise, and God has done a great work in our midst. Secondly, I'm reminded that we need each other. The church is essential. And that's why we've been holding in-person worship gatherings since May and will continue to do so as we move into the future. My hope is that your heart is stirred with affection for the church and you put these four challenges into practice. Now, let me pray for you as you go about your day. Lord, I pray for every one of our listeners, whether they're currently being a part of a church online or in person, would you show each of us how we can live into these four practices and really be a contributing member to your church that you love, that you paid for with your own blood. What a great honor it is to be part of your community, your body, your bride. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.